It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montrain. Travel on the Nile River from Cairo away from the protests in Tahrir Square, and you come to the Nile River Delta. Near the mouth of the river on the Mediterranean coastline, you come to the ancient city of Alexandria, home to thousands of years of history.
Today, it is difficult to reach Alexandria. Egypt's transportation networks are severely disrupted. An NPR team made it to the city and found Egyptian soldiers guarding government buildings and key sites, including the city's famous library. Protests against President Hosni Mubarak have swept this city for days, but supporters of the president are gaining strength. Here's our correspondent, Soraya Sarhadi Nelson.
That pro-Mubarak factions are gaining traction in this ancient Mediterranean city is visible on its walls. Parts of anti-Mubarak graffiti spray-painted in black onto one restaurant are now covered in red paint to create pro-Mubarak slogans. One that declared, "The people want to try Mubarak," now reads, "The people want Mubarak." Many shops and cafes remain shuttered, and no municipal workers are out to clean up the growing piles of trash and debris that litter the streets. Some Alexandrians who refuse to be interviewed on tape say they fear going outside because of pro-Mubarak bullies. Those interviewed were against the president, but want him to stay until the end of his term so their city doesn't descend into further chaos. But small groups of more militant anti-Mubarak protesters still roam outdoors. They gather daily outside the city's famous Ibrahim Mosque. The group spots the NPR team and swarms around it. The predominantly male crowd launches into a cacophony of rants. None of these protesters hold up placards or flags that were common at earlier demonstrations. Their exhilaration at forcing Mubarak to agree to step down has evolved into frustration and rage over his refusal to leave more quickly. They rail against the killing of protesters in Cairo's Tahrir Square. One protester is Khaled Subhi.
All the people need their liberty because they feel they live in a stupid system, in a very bad system, corrupted by the businessman, and the businessman seeks the interest only, not the interest of the citizen. Now we need a new government. We need a new police system in order to live better in the future.
Minutes later, the crowd turns on the two NPR journalists. One grabs at the producer's microphone. An older woman wearing a veil that covers all but her hazel eyes screams in Arabic, "You are spies! You are spies!" She jabs the correspondent with her finger, yelling, "You make Egypt look bad." A half dozen or more protesters trail the journalists as they leave the square, following them back to the hotel. Among them is coffee shop owner Mohammed Abdul Hamid.
"We will continue our demonstrations against him. Every day, no way out, no way out. We will continue our good demonstration against him."
Hotel security guards prevent the protesters from coming inside. They and the hotel manager warn the journalists that they can't protect them given the absence of any law and order here. Some Alexandrians fear there could be further violence here today if the two sides face off following Friday prayers. That's the deadline anti-Mubarak demonstrators across Egypt have set for him to leave. But pro-Mubarak factions say they are determined to make this the day they quash the uprising. Soraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News in Alexandria, Egypt.